Hey, Brian Parker here with another exciting video for you. I've been doing some creditor videos lately and creditor-based videos. For example, hey, how do we turn a creditor into a debt collector? Just little nuances like that. But today, by popular demand, I've got a lot of people saying, can you do another one on MCM? Last one was really long and boring. Now, they didn't say that, but it was really long. So let's do an MCM complaint today. And what you're going to see is what I just did. Like, I like doing this. Like, I'll get a new client and then I'll do the response and it makes my head work. And I'm like, that's what I need to do right away. So that's what I'm doing. MCM files tons of these lawsuits throughout the nation. They're all the same. And they are all what I call mill pleadings. A mill pleading is where a lawsuit and affidavit are all created in one state, some other states support them as far as documents, and then it's filed in a separate state. So this is my opinion, but lawsuits filed in some states are not created in those same states. So the FDCPA regulates attorneys filing lawsuits that they have no concept of what they're signing. And there's also signing rules depending on what state you're in. But I digress, that's my opinion, but seems kind of fishy and I'll tell you why. They support their lawsuits with non-Michigan support because it's a mill. Everything is done in one location, just like any other business. Then it's shipped out to a state and the attorney signs it like he's signing 1,000 of them, he or she. And it's a Minnesota company doing all this. And we're, for example, in Michigan. The one I'm showing you today is in Michigan. But it's full of the consequences and byproduct of lack of care, which you can take advantage of, and also a general pleading not conforming to the state. They try, but they don't try hard enough. And it would screw up all the machine, as you've heard me say before. So the one word I want you to remember today is the word why. Why did they do something? So you'll see at the end of this video a great expression that I want you to use in court or on your pleadings and your responses and your counter affidavits. Cool. I just came up with it in my head. So I just want you to remember at the end of this video, after I do all this nonsense, I will give you that expression. It's really cool. So let's put the first paragraph, let's put the first page of the lawsuit against my client up, Shazam. And you can see right off the bat, and this is typical because it's a general lawsuit filed by somebody in Minnesota, but it says, basically, we're authorized to file the complaint in this court. Why would you say that? Of course you are. And then it goes into great detail. Well, let's just put that one paragraph up. Put up paragraph one, Cindy. Kong, Shazam. And you can see they're adding information. We came after consumers, we strive to treat consumers such as defendant with respect, compassion, integrity, hoping to provide mutually beneficial opportunities for consumers to repay their debts and attain financial recovery. Said no debt collector out at any time, but they put this in there, I guess, so the court goes, well, I'll give you a default because you're such great guys, but they aren't. And they're not taking great care and they're kind of using false documents. So if a default does occur, the person that's got the default against them now pays for 20 years because these guys are such great guys. I don't think so. So that is a silly thing that they put. And by the way, the law, the rules of the courts that I practice in, the states, and probably yours if you're not in those states, don't allow this. Self-grandiose stuff, but who follows the rules when you're taking somebody's money? If you look at this whole lawsuit and this every document, you will not see the word DEBT. You won't see that. You'll see an account. Let's look at paragraph 3, Shazam. And paragraph 3 of their lawsuit says, defendant established an account with Barclays Bank, Delaware. And then there's a redacted account number. Why don't you say the word debt? Interesting. There's a reason. And if you studied with me this long, you know why. Paragraph 7, put it up, Cindy. Shazam. By the way, Cindy's my editor. I need one. You can see chock full of that two or three paragraphs is account. It's not repaid the balance on the account. Acquired all the right title and interest to defendant's account. Hey man, you can have my account. It's not a debt. You can't sue me on it. You don't own a debt. And let's look at their bill of sale. Shazam. Here's a fun thing. Look, go down to the paragraph at the end of the paragraph. Look what it says. They've assigned all rights, title, and interest of seller, is Barclays maybe, into those certain evidences of debt, in parentheses, accounts. Those certain evidences of debt, they can't even say debt when they say debt. They have to say certain evidences of debt. I assure you, you cannot be sued on certain evidences of debt. There's going to be something specific, like a name, like an account number, not certain evidences. So, what is my mantra? That's right. Use their own documents against them. We're using this bill of sale against them to say, Your Honor, there's no standing here. They don't even have a debt. They can't even say the word debt. And when they do, they qualify the word debt. The debt collector notice, which, as I talked about creditor cases, has been appearing quite prevalently, is that a word, on creditor lawsuits. Here it is on a debt collector lawsuit, second page of their lawsuit, Shazam. And you can see it says, please understand this communications from a debt collector. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will use that purpose. An old axiom, never volunteer anything. So they shouldn't have done this. They're protecting themselves for whatever reason. I've gone into great detail why they do that. But here, this silly conditional language, please understand this communication is from a debt collector. Again, they're kind of kissing the court's ass, like, eh, we got to do this. No, you don't. 15 USC 1692 E11 says, don't do this. And if you do, you give away your immunity as far as giving notice to someone as a communication under a collection approach. So they become debt collectors communicating collection information when they use this because they lose their immunity, 1692 GD, that says a lawsuit's not to be considered initial contact for the purposes of 1692G, where you have to get your validation rules and warnings. They lose that by putting this on there, but they're doing it for a reason. So what I say to you is, send them a validation letter. I have put a validation letter up for you. Let me put it up for you, Shazam. And you can see in the language, I'm saying specifically, hey, you sent me a lawsuit and you made it into a debt collection attempt. So I am seeking my validation rights, rules, and a response from you. Again, they volunteered this for whatever dark reason. Now they must pay, and pay they will. I'm not letting you pay. So you can look at my answer. That will be up on my membership website. In fact, attached to my membership website with this video will be an answer in Word, a counter affidavit in Word, this validation letter specifically to MCM in Word, the actual answer I filed, the actual lawsuit they filed against my client, plus my show notes will all be attached to this video on my membership site. It's wonderful. So, CollectionStopperSolutions.com. This lawsuit was filed on 12/13/2024. The attached affidavit that they filed, let me just put up their first page of their affidavit, Shazam, and that will be attached also to their lawsuit, you'll see. And you can see, first of all, they're trying to make it look like it's filed in Michigan on December 29th, 2023. They've kind of made a Michigan thing like a lawsuit, and it's called a caption. And they've called my client and themselves, they've called plaintiffs, and my client is a defendant, but that was 46 days before an actual lawsuit was filed, yet they're saying this under oath. Gonzo, and that's from Minnesota. Why? Because they're pumping out thousands of these that the attorney's supposed to get from this department and this department, and he or she puts them together and sends them out. But the mill pleading never comports to the state law. In this case, the account stated statute here says you've got to sign the affidavit pretty close to the lawsuit filing. I think it's 10 days. Otherwise, it's a stale affidavit. But they don't have time to do that. They can't put it all together with such a mill, blah, 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 blah. So that's to your benefit. You take all those things, and then what's my mantra? That's right. You take all these things and you put it in the counter affidavit. You need a counter affidavit against these guys, even though they've broken all the law, because they filed three affidavits. If you look at the lawsuit, there's one from Virginia, one from Minnesota. The lawsuit's in Michigan. It's a hodgepodge of nonsense. But you put that in your counter affidavit, and then you take the counter affidavit, you attach it to your lawsuit, answer, which is also incorporating all this information that you found when you use their documents against them. So you'll have the complaint, you'll have my counter affidavit. Let me put up our counter affidavit and yours, which is in Word attached to my membership website, Shazam. And you can pretty much see that everything I just said is in your counter affidavit. And this is what I need you to do, is ask why and then go explore. Ask, why are they doing this? And then you go to their documents. And that's what I did. I remember I just talked about their debt collection notice. That's in the affidavit. The fact that they never say the word debt. The fact that they break the law with their account stated affidavit. I put the bill of sale right in your counter affidavit. It's everything I'm talking about that you will find that will be here. It's all there for you. Use their documents against them. Put it in your counter affidavit, which travels with the entire lawsuit towards settlement and debt elimination. And it's your friend. It really is. You've heard me say that many, many times. Again, their affidavit was signed almost 2 months before the lawsuit was actually filed. So they're lying. I shouldn't say lying. They're misrepresenting stuff when they claim that their legal specialist here is competent to say what she's saying, and then she breaks the law and the account stated law because she's in Minnesota doing this. She doesn't know what they're going to do with this stuff. So you have to use their documents against them. Use the documents I've given them. Break down each paragraph. Why are they saying what they're saying? Look in the lawsuit. When do they use the word debt? Just the one time in the bill of sale. Everything is an account. Why? Well, everything's been securitized long before. You think Barclays Bank doesn't securitize? Please. So the thing that is passed on, they can't use the word debt. All they can say as far as a bill of sale is, all rights, title, and interest of seller into those certain evidences of debt. Wishy-washy, conditional nonsense. But you use it against them. Go straight into your counter affidavit. Now, let's have the thing that I promised that you can use in court, that you can use in your pleadings, your answer, and your counter affidavit if you like. Again, these show notes that I'm reading as I'm trying to pretend I'm doing this all from memory will include this statement for you, but use these show notes. That'll be attached to my membership website. Here's the line. They treat the word debt like it's a four-letter word. Is that cool or what? That is so cool. They treat the word debt like it's a four-letter word. So the judge is going to take that and go, oh, it's a curse word. But it amplifies how they, now the guy's looking, the judge is looking through, there is no word debt. That just puts a seed of doubt about the debt. And it adds to your counter affidavit. It adds to the fact that there's no there. So they treat the word debt like a four-letter word, right? If you agree with me, love, subscribe. Just, you want something, you got it. Go to my membership website, which is chock full of enormous amount of content. And we still have launch prices up until April 1st. So it's ridiculous how low it is to get all this. So just this is cheap. I mean, you can go to these Square Deal Dan places and look for an answer. They give you nothing. They go, here's your answer. I give you the answer, the explanation, what to put in there, how to do it, Word documents to incorporate all this, and including my intellectual property from my show notes. Get excited. This is good stuff. I hope this helped you, and keep watching. Thank you. Thank you.